Stand by for Israel.
So what do you get when you take a bunch of radio freaks, set them down in front of live microphones, and let them talk about radio? Well, you get the coolest show about the radio on the radio. Live from RCL Plaza, this is Radio Connection Live, the podcast, where AM is mostly analog, FM is king, and the smart speaker has taken the place of the terrestrial radio as the listening apparatus of choice. It's your show worldwide, and we want to hear from you. You can tweet us at RCL The Podcast. You can also like us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/Radio Connection Live. You can also email us. Our email address is rclthepodcast@gmail.com. And now get ready to become involved in the very latest in broadcasting news, entertainment, and having more fun than the law allows on the radio. Here are the stars of the show, Preston, Darnell, Tim, AJ, Ashley, and presenting the man, the myth, the legend, the franchise of radio. Give it up for Mr. Jamie T.
Yes, folks, that's the name of the program, Radio Connection Live, the podcast. We are the show that's never late, because it's always on air time, if you know what I mean. Welcome aboard. So glad to be able to thank Mr. Williams for that wonderful welcome. Thank you, audience. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. Sit down, relax, drink a beer, stay a while. Just don't drink and drive. Please don't drink and drive. We don't like that. Anyway, no. Welcome aboard, everybody. I'm Jamie. Darnell is here.
Hello.
Preston is here as well.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's good to be here as always. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And special event like this.
Oh, yeah. Tim is here, our production guy. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Radio Raconteurs worldwide.
And we have a special guest today. By the way, Ashley is out this week, but we're going to have her back on Monday. That's okay. Ashley is out this week. However, we have a very big show today, and we're going to have a guest who needs no introduction, but we're giving her one anyway. Anyway, so our guest today, and Preston, go ahead and grab that demo I told you about. It's the first one on the page. Anyway, our guest today, you might hear her on one of your hometown radio stations, and the way I heard her, when I first heard her, she was on KTU in New York City. In fact, she's still there. And you hear her on stations around the country. And so chances are you usually hear her alongside Scott Matthews, who's the male voiceover. But you also may hear her in some obscure formats like R&B. Shout out to Mix 92.3 over in Detroit, Cayman Kelly, which is iHeart, by the way. Cayman Kelly is the male voice for that station. In fact, chances are you hear this lady all the time, and she sounds like this.
Denver's KS 107.5.
Are y'all ready for the countdown?
For the first time ever, Red Rocks will be popping on New Year's Eve.
Five.
KS 107.5 presents New Year's Eve on the Rocks.
Happy New Year!
Starring Migos.
What's up, it's Migos.
New music now.
Migos.
KS 107.5.
With my dogs in the nighttime.
San Francisco's 106 KMEL.
$1,000.
Go. I love you. Love you. Thank you.
A long way.
You gotta be kidding me.
What would you do with a grand in your hand?
Thank you.
Hey, Bill. Take a trip. Pamper yourself.
That's how we do it.
He shook up the music world when he came out on the scene.
Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
And now he's coming to the Oracle.
Kendrick Lamar.
That's gonna be a big show.
KTU New York.
Boots getting ruined by all the rushing rivers of melting city muck? Ugh. Win 1,000 on the 30s and beat those streets with some brand new kicks.
Throw it back.
1035 KTU.
The beat of New York.
Miami's hits 97.3.
Yep, that's right. 10 hits in a row on the new hits 97.3.
Hello, this is Beyonce.
What up, boy Jay-Z.
Keep listening to win your tickets
to the On the Run 2 Tour at Hard Rock Stadium Friday, August 31st. Details at hits973.com.
You're on something big here, honey.
Here we come.
Philly's real 106.1.
This is what summer sounds like in Philly. The new Real 106.1, giving you the hottest beats on the beach. It's the Atlantic City Beach Fest concert series with the Rough Riders and friends, including DMX, Ja Rule and Ashanti, Fat Joe, and more. August 3rd on the beach in Atlantic City. Philly's real number one for throwbacks. The new Real 106.1.
And over 20 more stations nationwide.
For a complete list of clients, contact information, and rates,
visit VanessaJamesMedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the woman herself, the woman with the golden voice, Miss Vanessa James. Clap your hands, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vanessa, we had to, I had to grab that at like 6 o'clock this morning and send it out to Preston for broadcast. It was funny. Oh my,
well,
Vanessa,
thank you guys for having me. This is so exciting.
Oh my god, and here's the weird thing, I didn't even bother sending you interview questions, because when we do interviews on the show, we just like to milk it. We just have fun
yeah.
on this show. That's because that's what it's all about, you know. All right, totally. Vanessa, thank you for hanging out with us, and oh my god, and we're just getting started here, folks. By the way, if you guys want to join us in the ever-growing RCL family, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/radioconnectionlive. Tweet us. We're at RCL the podcast, and we have an email address too. It's rclthepodcast@gmail.com. rclthepodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're on the app Clubhouse, you can join us there every Wednesday night, 8 Eastern. We have a radio connection meeting that we do each week with radio freaks around across the country, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
All right, it is radio. All right, it is Radio Connection Live. Vanessa, thanks for hanging out. All right, so you know, we hear you on stations around the country. I can name quite a few of them. Hot 101.5 in Tampa, which is Cox Media. It's kind of funny because when I first heard you, they had just switched the slogan to Tampa Bay's new hit music. And they had Scott Matthews on there. Scott's the male voice. You're the female, obviously. I called the station one day and I talked to Holly O'Connor, who's on the morning show, and said, you sound just like the new voiceover girl that you guys have now. And she goes, no, she sounds better than I do, Jamie. She sounds better than I do. So, all right. So how did you get your start, and how did we get from humble beginnings to being on about a gazillion radio stations?
Well, first and foremost, thank you guys so much for having me at RCL Live. This is really exciting to be here. And I always love talking to radio freaks like myself. So that's always fun. I feel like, if I might say, if you love radio and love the art of it, which I know, I can definitely tell that Tim, by the way, has a great radio voice. I don't know if anybody's ever told him that. But
well, there's a reason for that. right, Tim? There's a reason for that, right? Yeah,
well, don't go into my background here. He's
been doing it for 30 years, Vanessa. Come on, right. He's been doing it for 30 years.
That's the point. So people who love this industry tend to really love this industry. And even though, you know, they might transition to other parts of it, you know, most of us stay connected. So for me, I started radio in college at Florida State University in Tallahassee, and transitioned to the Clear Channel station there, where I worked my way up from receptionist to music director and then program director of the Urban when it launched to that market, and which was 100.7 The Beat at the time. And then was really passionate about wanting to get back south to South Florida, where I grew up, and you know, found my way back there, and moved in 2005 and started working with the Sun Sentinel, our local paper here, and then transitioned over to iHeart, you know, with iHeart now, but previously with Clear Channel, which at that time I was programming, music director, and on the air for 103.5 The Beat, which is now back on the air here in Miami. But I mean, you know, you can read all about my whole transition in terms of you know, the 10 years of that whole process, because I made it sound very simple, but it was all over the place, which a lot of radio people can attest to, right? It's never like a smooth ride. It's always, you know, oh, you want to try this thing? Do you want to try music direction? How about programming? And so as you're kind of finding your niche and your vibe and your flow in radio, I always encourage people to try everything. Because at the end of the day, you can be really, really passionate about being on the air. But if you have a really good ear, you know, music director could be your calling. So that's why I really try to, you know, encourage creators, especially in this brand new wave of podcasting and radio, to, you know, really kind of try it all. But for more info on me and my entire radio tenure, you definitely can check it out at VanessaJamesMedia.com. I presently now own my own company, based here in Miami, where I am the voice independently. By the way, the company is called Vanessa James Media LLC, and allows me to really encompass all those things I just talked about, and not just work with one particular group, but all radio stations and brands across the country. So now I proudly voice, very humbly, 42 radio stations and 5 brands, and do voiceover full time now, which has been the next leg of my career that I've totally fallen in love with, and really fallen in love with the art of voice acting, which is a different, it's like your left and your right brain. Radio and radio imaging definitely is one slew of that, but then commercial, promo, trailer, you know, video game voice acting is a totally different vibe. And I love that. I feel like I'm a student again, which is great, because I feel like I'm constantly like flexing those muscles and relearning things, you know? So it's great.
Yeah, it's funny, because in addition to my radio connection chores here, I do some voiceover myself. I'm on an internet station, and I am also the voice of a syndicated countdown called Hot Gospel 20. And as if my life wasn't already busy, I do weather reports for two different radio stations. Good boy. And I'm a musician, and I'm a singer, and I'm a podcaster. So I know exactly what you mean. And it's funny, because my first job was actually at a low power FM station, little R&B station. Yeah, a little R&B station. Speaking of which, again, shout out to Mix 92.3 in Detroit. That I know that because you're on that station with Kamen Kelly.
My radio brother in crime.
I've been fighting like heck to get him on here. I just don't have an email address or where to contact him. So I think he likes to work incognito. I think anyway, it's Radio Connection Live. I'm gonna open the floor here because Vanessa, me and you can talk all day, but I do have a team here. So go ahead, Darnell, Preston, guys. If you guys have any questions, Tim, any questions? Go ahead and let it rip. Just not all at once. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I do have one first.
All right.
So, I seen that you voiced Philly's Real 106.1, where we have ours too. I guess we can be in some weird competition between iHeart and whatever company they're owned by.
Darnell, you forgot the one in Philly had a format change.
They had a format change. Yeah, they flipped.
Yeah.
Which is always annoying, because they never tell you when they're going to format change. Do it.
Yeah. Right. I voiced that station for about 2 years, and then they had a format change and flipped. I think to like either a rock or or a hot AC.
It's the breeze.
Like
the breeze.
Yeah, soft,
it's the breeze
soft
now.
AC.
Yeah.
It's soft AC now. Yeah. 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 It's funny because
that was a decent station. I guess they switched to the breeze because iHeart was working on our reel, and that made sense.
So there you go. And Tim, as a radio veteran yourself, you know that do they ever tell you when your station's gonna flip formats, or do they just flip and not tell you guys and not tell you nothing?
Well, I guess that all depends on the company and the radio station and the demographics that they're looking at. There's a lot of factors there.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of factors, but
I'm a sober guy. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah. And I'm sorry. It's awkward. Sorry, Tim.
One of those was CBS FM, who didn't tell anybody when they were going to that jack format for a while.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, that was a lot of folks hated it. A lot of, like, one post said, "I'll never listen to that blankin' Jack FM station ever again." It was funny. On social media, it was really funny. And I think
a lot of times, I will say though, they don't necessarily always tell you, especially sadly the staff, and then they definitely don't ever warn the community. So that's why you always have like these uproars when these stations flip, because radio is something that people get really, they gravitate to. If it's your favorite station and you're used to hearing those jocks that you love every day, and all of a sudden you turn it on and it's Jack FM, you're like, you know, you feel like something was taken away from you. So that's why there's always such an uproar. When those format flips happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we talk about it here all the time. You know, we talk about how stations will flip format, or what stations will do is they'll flip the format, or actually no, they won't change format, but they'll just change the station's branding. So if you had a hot 100.3, like for example, we covered a station in where the press in Charlotte, right? Charlotte, North Carolina. It was
Triad region, or it was close to Charlotte.
Yeah, 100.3 KISS FM. They didn't really change the format. They just, well, I guess they kind of did. They went from CHR to Rhythmic CHR, which Vanessa, you do a lot of Rhythmic CHRs, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And they they rebranded it as Hits 100.3, but it has pretty much the exact same format that they have now. So right. So you appear on all these radio stations. So have you ever, like, what's it? Okay, so take me back a little bit to when you got the call and said, "Hey, I want to put you on hot. We want to put you here on hot 101.5 because I don't know the first two voices we had, but eventually we got Damon Oaks and some girl. I forgot the young lady's name who usually does it with him. And then you and Scott jumped on the hot train. What was it like getting that call and like, oh my God, I'm gonna be on in Tampa? What was it like getting that phone call?
As a Florida girl, you always want to represent for all your counties, right? And all your major cities. And I felt like, you know, being on Power 95.3 in Orlando, you know, Tampa was only, it was only right that I get called for Tampa too. But I had been on the Fort Myers station, and then obviously Hits here in Miami and Orlando. And Orlando, because it's obviously owned by Cox as well, I think they wanted to kind of marry that imaging and make everything, you know, very similar as they combine staff. And by the way, Scott, I don't think is on there anymore, because I'm paired with Pio Ferro, and he's the male counterpart imaging for me in Tampa. So now I'm on there. But to answer your question, how I thought about it, I, like I always feel, getting a new station for me in terms of being able to add my voice and my sauce to it, it's always exciting every time. It doesn't matter the market size either, whether it's one or market 151, because for me, it's being able to add, you know, my own flair and kind of help bring that station to life. And it really is my connection to, because, I, you know, I used to be on the air every day for 10 years. Four-hour block. So I don't do that anymore, but I still feel very connected to radio, because I get to, you know, voice the latest concert promos, the latest morning show promos, what's breaking news promos, whatever's major that's happening in Tampa, I know because I'm voicing it.
Speaking of concerts, Preston, we actually have, there's a piece, it's the second one on the page, Preston. We actually have a concert piece that you, about your concert demos that you voiced. And we're going to play that in just a few seconds here in Radio Connection Live. I think that when you come to, you know, people, a lot of people don't know the relationship between voiceover and station. When you, you know, because you work, you know, people think, okay, you know, that Vanessa's part of Hot 1.5. Well, sort of, but you know, but what happens is, you know those people and you work hand in glove, right?
Right. But it's also very independent. And that's what I love about being an entrepreneur. Again, now past my corporate radio phase, I don't know if I can ever go back now, because now I have the ability to voice stations around the country from my closet studio, you know? So for me, it's like,
working
okay,
from home.
Wanna put a, Do you want to put on yoga pants today, or do you want to stay in your PJs and still do your voice work? Like, I have
or in your underwear.
And choice. Nah, maybe not underwear, but yeah. You know what
I'm
saying. So, I feel like it gives me the opportunity to be that flexibility is something you can't buy, and I appreciate it. And so, again, you know, it gives me that flexibility and opportunity. But I love the ability now with radio imaging, lots of different formats as well. Again, to be able to act and play things out. And, you know, Cameo San Francisco is a totally different vibe in the Bay Area than Power 95.3 Orlando. It's just a different vibe. It could be the same music, but, right. You know, there's a little bit more of an edge in the Bay. So I know right. when I'm voicing promos and contest promos or whatever for that, it's a different sauce that I'm bringing to the table for that. You know what I'm saying? Versus
yeah.
New York. New York is very up-tempo, and KT New York, their whole vibe is they want to keep everything very light, but still quirky and fun. So it just allows me to really be able to act and play things out differently. And I think that's what kind of keeps me fresh as an actor.
You know, it's funny. You're talking about your own special sauce. By the way, I think the sauce is probably barbecue or honey mustard. Who knows?
Anyway. Yeah.
It is Radio Connection Live, and we're going to talk more. We're going to talk more in just a second. But right now, Preston, I think has it ready. So you were talking about concert promos, Vanessa. We found this. Preston, go ahead.
What'd you find?
Control. The new album from SZA, featuring the hot new single. Love Galore. Bryson Tiller's back with his new sophomore album, True to Self, featuring his new hit single, Something Tells Me.
Something tells me we ain't gonna last, baby.
Sounds from the other side.
Sounds go from outside.
The new album from Wizkid.
Big time forward.
Including the hit, Come Closer, featuring Drake.
Yeah, baby, come closer.
To mix up in drama. Go outside.
15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys is back with her most powerful and moving album to date. Here.
Said I'd be gone by five.
Here. The musically daring new album from Alicia Keys featuring hits In Common.
We got way too much in common.
And Blended Family. What You Do for Love with A$AP Rocky. Kendrick Lamar graduated from the same Compton, California high school as his hip-hop idol, Dr. Dre. Just years later, Dre would sign Lamar to his record label to release 2012's most acclaimed rap album, Good Kid, Mad City. Download the album now on iTunes.
Boom.
The highly anticipated album from Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Planet Pips. Available in stores everywhere and on iTunes June 21st.
For a complete list of clients, contact information, and rates,
visit VanessaJamesMedia.com.
I think I picked the wrong one.
That's the right. Well, that's okay. That's actually what I took you.
That's actually a music release promo, you guys.
Well, that's okay. That's
not
okay.
Concert.
It's,
yeah.
Oh well.
That's actually for albums that drop from those artists that I got to voice for national television and radio campaigns.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen some of those here. I think I've seen some of those here. At least on the television side, I didn't hear any of them on our stations, but I think I've seen the television side, at least on the cable side of things. So
actually, try this.
Okay. I think we have the right one. Let's see. It's Radio Connection Live, and we're sitting down
to travel in style from Barbados. Mint, JetBlue's refreshing new take on.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That's your question. Yeah, that's not good anyway. That's okay.
So it's Radio Connection
Live. Connection Live. Sitting down with Vanessa James today, and I think one of the great things about especially when you work for, especially when you're on Cox stations, I remember one of the funniest promos you and I forgot the Spanish guy that does your stuff with you on Hot, but I forgot his name just that fast.
Pio.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Pio, yeah. That's his name.
Yeah, his name's Pio Pedro.
Uh-huh. Pio Pedro. That's wow. Okay. Wow. Nice use of Spanish vocabulary there. Anyway, so you guys did a promo for a contest that Hot was doing, and the guy and Pio goes, "You spent a lot of money on masks," and then you come in, "I can't breathe in this thing."
Right. Yeah.
I thought that was cute as all heck, but so. So what's it like when a station, like, for example, Power, and Tim, you probably know what I'm talking about, Power was a long time. It was a hip hop and R&B that Cox owned. And then when 101.9 Amp Radio died, and then Cox flipped power to CHR, grabbed Vanessa, scooped her up. But yeah. Vanessa, what was that like? Because especially now, since Hot and Power have kind of joined forces a little bit on a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's exciting because I get to be able to expand and stretch, right? As a voiceover actor, as a radio imaging person, you never want your sound to sound the same. And you want, listen, here's the thing. Tampa is its own place. Orlando is its own place. They may connect via the I-4 corridor, but at the end of the day, they're their own separate entities. And so it's very important to make sure that you're very aware of what's going on in the market, the vibe, the feel, and the flow of the market, so that you can sound as real and local as possible. One of the biggest things about radio that I feel like it got away from was its localness and local feel and flair. And that's what made radio stations in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. That's how you got really big radio personalities coming out of all these markets, right? But syndication really kind of killed that. And I say that it's great to be able to hear Ryan Seacrest in 75 markets, but then you're taking away 75 jobs from people that are local that are equally as talented, you know? It also kind of hinders the ability for that local talent to be able to come up. So that's one of the things I feel like is tricky with syndication. You obviously want a smaller market to be able to have access to the Breakfast Club and, you know, Elvis Duran and all these major shows around the country, without though taking away the ability for local talent creators and personalities to be able to not just get jobs, but foster their talent, right? And so that's to me why syndication is a good thing and a bad thing. It's very important for that local radio station to still have a say.
It's a curse. In a way, it's a curse and a blessing all at the same time. And what we've seen, Vanessa, in recent years, in fact, we covered on this very show the all the layoffs at iHeartMedia, which, by the way, again, Mix 92.3 out there in Detroit. We covered the major layoffs, and iHeart was heavily hit. One of the things that we saw was, especially with DJs, replacing local talent with either with syndicated or even just voice trackers from other parts of the country in the same cluster. Like, for example, on FLZ, which you do not voice, but we, you know, shout out to Drew Hall and Raven, who voice FLZ. For example, they replaced Brody, who'd been doing nights here, with EJ, who does nights out of Dallas. Right. You know, they replaced in Darnell's market, a guy, Java Joel Murphy, was let go in Cleveland, and he was replaced with, I think it's Mikey B. I don't know where Mikey is now, but Vanessa, do you find that? So, I hear you again on a lot of CHRs, mostly Rhythmics and probably some mainstreams. Do you find that is it hard to reach teenagers and, you know, tweens and teens? Is it easy to reach them, or is it easy to reach, like, you know, the 18-year-old or the 21-year-old?
Here's the thing. So TikTok, Snapchat, you know, all these social media platforms is really, and even now Clubhouse, has really changed the game when it comes to accessing radio and really accessing what you want to hear when you want to hear it. And I think it's forced radio stations and radio corporations around the country to think differently. And that's why they're now offering podcasts. That's why they're now offering streaming. That's why you can listen to KTU in Miami, because if not, they were going to literally be, you know, shut out of business. To answer your question about age groups and stuff like that, one thing about, you know, people of a younger, you know, demo and generation, they really move the needle when it comes to trends. So they teach us how to listen to, you know, and pay attention to what's new and what's trending. And that's why you've seen Spotify, like, skyrocket in the last 5 years because people want to access what they want to hear when they want to hear it, and they don't want to be told that they have to wait for it. And so people want what they want, and they want it now, right?
That you, I think that you sound like Dr. Phil when you say that, Vanessa. You sound like Dr. Phil. But it's true. I mean, it's a good thing
because again, it keeps us, it keeps corporations, meaning media corporations like iHeart, like Cox, like Entercom, now like Odyssey, on their toes, because it keeps program directors and vice presidents thinking differently. And I, in a way, I kind of feel like that's good, because at the end of the day, what you don't want is for three major conglomerates to be, you know, setting the tone for radio around the country. You want the little guy to have a say. And so I think millennials and Gen Zers really are forcing people to think differently. Because again, what are they saying? They're like, I want to listen to Radio Connection Live. I'm going on there now and checking it out. I'm not going to wait till 6 o'clock when you tell me I can, right?
right. And it's true.
Keeping up with the trends, and it's keeping up with the way things are moving. And that's how you stay in business.
Vanessa, I was on Clubhouse a couple nights ago with a woman that is actually coming on here next week. Kelly, K3.
That's my girl.
Yeah. I was talking to Kelly on Clubhouse the other night.
Kelly is a huge mentor of mine, by the way. And she's one of the biggest reasons that I got into radio imaging when I was programming and I was music director at iHeart in Miami. She was on like all these stations, and I'm like, who is that? Her voice is amazing. At that time, she was on Z100.
And she still is. She still is.
No, I know. But I'm saying, I was on KTU, and that's how I met her when I went up to New York. But Kelly is amazing. She's one of the coolest people on earth, and definitely somebody that you can learn a lot from.
Yeah, I think the crazy thing is, Vanessa, you know, Kelly's a big mentor, and I've supported Kelly for many years, and I still support Kelly, matter of fact, you know. But I think the crazy thing is, and I said it to Kelly, and Kelly agrees with me. She said the thing about CHR and teenagers is 13 wants to be 16 so they can drive, 16 wants to be 21 so they can drink, and then they don't really have any like real responsibilities, you know, when they're 18 or 19 years old or in some cases. So it's like, you got to reach them everywhere you can. And you've heard us say, you heard in our intro from John Willard, where AM is mostly analog, FM is king, and the smart speaker has taken the place of the terrestrial radio as the listening apparatus of choice. We didn't just say that because it sounded good. Look at the amount of options that we have now, stuff that wasn't even available even 20 years ago.
It wasn't even a thing. Like Spotify, the owner and the CEO of Spotify was like a teenager, right?
Yeah. Now, Vanessa, because we have Tim here. Tim's been doing this for 30 years, and Tim, I know it's harder for you these days because radio is not just on radio anymore. Now it's on pads and phones and tablets. And Vanessa, would you agree that radio has really found a way? All the groups are saying, look, we want to reach listeners where they are and wherever they may be. And unfortunately, a lot of folks aren't walking around these days with transistor radios in their pockets anymore. Now they walk around with these little do-it-all devices we call smartphones. And they're walking around with tablets. And a lot of folks have smart speakers in their houses, and you just tell it to play, you know, Hits 97.3. By the way, I remember when that station flipped from the coast to Hits. I still have the air check on my phone somewhere when they switched from the coast to Hits 97.3 in Miami.
That's probably one of my biggest stations right now is Hits. I mean, they're very promotionally active. I am looking at my email right now where they sent me two new promos that start tomorrow that they need ASAP. So
got to give some love to Kimmy B. Kimmy B over there at Hits. She also appears on Hot too. But anyway, but I think the crazy thing is, you know, I think that teenagers are really kind of saying to us adults, hey, mm-hmm. here's where we are. here's where you need to be. And radio stations are having to learn that. Now, Vanessa, Tim was a programmer for a couple of radio stations, right, Tim? It was WTAL in Tallahassee, right, Tim? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, WTalk.
WTalk in Tallahassee. He programmed a bunch of radio stations. And
a lot of the stuff was like back a long time ago, 80s mostly.
So, Tim,
I was actually on the air.
Yeah, but Tim, do you find that when you hear a radio station now, like, oh my God, what is this music that teenagers are listening to? I remember, Vanessa, we did an episode. Yeah, we did an episode. What was it, Preston, last year, where we discussed the clean version of a song and how. You know, Tim said if the artist can't clean it up, radio stations just shouldn't play it. Do you believe that that's kind of a slippery slope with that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, that's why we have the FCC,
right? Right. Yeah.
That's why we have the good old folks at the FCC Corporate America said, well, if you guys want us to spend money on these radio stations, they have to be compliant and they can't be offensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's also why underground stations got really popular, because they're like, well, we'll play all the offensive stuff. We don't care about corporate money. So, I mean, I don't know if that really answered your question.
No, actually it did. It did. Okay. It did. And what happened was a lot of stations were getting shut down. So, And I think the hardest part, and this is something that a lot of programmers say all the time, radio is facing an uphill battle, because now you have not just speakers, but also Amazon Music, Amazon Prime, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, Pandora. You have so many other ways in which we consume music. And I think the hardest part, people, especially now, I remember many, many years ago, people were getting satellite radios put in their cars, which was great, except for there was one small problem: is you had to pay for it. And people hated this idea of having to pay for radio when radio is supposed to be free. And I've often said, Vanessa, if you're, I don't mind sitting through 5 minutes of commercials. If you're not paying for the service, it's not that much of a big deal, is it? If you're not paying for it. And so I've said that numerous times, but I think another thing that radio has learned how to do, especially in this era of the new normal, that we're learning how to work from home now, something that we didn't have to do. I think back to 2019 BC. in case you're wondering, BC stands for before COVID.
I
hearken back to 2019 BC and how, everybody, every DJ was in the studio, every DJ was in the studio all every single day. Now, because we're working from home, the DJs have said, oh, wow, I can do this from home. I can still do my job.
Yeah.
In the same way.
And I can still do my job well.
Oh, yeah. And I can do it in my pajamas or less, because nobody can see me.
Right.
Only problem with that, I think, is that because you don't have all those people around each other every day, it tends to limit the creativity and the bonding that one feels with one's cohorts in crime, as it were, to be able to produce a radio station that has that connected sound to it. Because when you're working together like that, everybody connects with everyone else. I think that connection factor has been lost.
Absolutely. I have to agree with Tim on that. And a lot of radio personalities have been hearing are like, okay, well, this is all great doing this from my living room or my closet, but I'm ready to get back in the studio. I'm ready to do live artist interviews again. I'm ready for that morning show or night show camaraderie or that afternoon drive, traffic jam, mix session with the DJ live right next to me. So that's what makes radio radio. So I do feel like as great as this time has been, because what I think it has done, which I think Tim would agree, it has forced people to step their game up in terms of making sure that they have a quality studio at home, broadcast quality, obviously, to a standard that you can actually produce something from home and it be broadcast quality, which is good. Because for me, that's how you stay fresh when you're constantly learning. If you have a producer and you have a Tim with you always, do you ever really learn the board? Do you ever really learn about shock mounts and about, mic flags and about,
multi-tracking.
All those multi-tracking, I think that's the plus side of all of this in terms of having to, learn your gear and learn your craft, past just your on-air presentation. But mm-hmm. I agree with him 200% that what has been lost is that connection and that cohesion from having those teams and that group camaraderie in studio every day, which really is what gets you hyped to go ahead and go on air and be able to really deliver, a great quality show every day. Because people think, you just go on the radio and you just, talk. No, there is structure, there is planning, there is show prep, there's all of that goes into it that the
average person
doesn't really. Yeah, exactly.
Like this show. I mean, Vanessa, I mean, you know this for certain, all the emails I had to write, I'm working on Kelly for next week. I got Ellis Feaster coming on at some point. I got Fester from the MJ Morning Show coming on at some point. And, right. My job doesn't end when these mics go off. My day is just beginning. Right. Luckily, I have a great team here from all parts of the country who we may not be together physically, but thank God through technology, we're connected and we can do what needs to be done to give listeners a great podcast to enjoy. I want to talk about locality for a minute, because you touched on something. A lot of your Cox stations, I noticed, have local morning shows, and iHeart stations, depending on the station, have local morning shows too. Mm-hmm. I think the local morning show gives each radio station its presence in the community. But I think the trend, Vanessa, has gone more towards syndicated morning shows. The Elvis Durans and the Bobby Bones, sure, and the Breakfast Clubs of the world. Mm-hmm. But I think people identify with that Joe and Chris, or that, Vanessa and Janie, or that Rachel and Tony, or whatever. People identify mm-hmm. with, or for example, what is it here in Tampa? Miguel and Holly.
People identify
mm-hmm. with Holly and Miguel and Scotty the Body, who also is Middays and right. voice tracks at K92. People identify right. with, I don't know who it is in at Hits 97.3, because KVJ or Kevin.
It's Kimmy B and Al P and somebody else for the show.
Mm-hmm. But people identify with those shows, whether or even Megan on WAPE, which you don't even voice, but they're owned by Cox, WAPE in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm, people mm-hmm. identify with those morning shows. But the trend, Vanessa, has gone more towards syndicated fare rather than having an actual DJ, and the most recent one has become the Jubal show, based in mm-hmm. Seattle.
Yeah, Brooke and Jubal. Yeah.
Well, it's not Brooke anymore. It's just Jubal and his wife Alex. Jubal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on? Do you think that radio is running too much on syndicated morning and afternoon drive and less on local programming, and why is that? I mean, and what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, this trend has been going on since I was doing radio full-time corporate with iHeart at that time, Clear Channel, in the early 2000s till 2010. So mm-hmm. it's nothing new. And at the end of the day, it's like it's one force that's pushing against another force, because you got your local program director that wants to win. He wants the best ratings, and then if he knows he has the best ratings, he's going to get the best revenue. That's what it comes down to. And then you've got the VPs and the market and the vice presidents nationally saying, well, you know what, that's great, but how can we save money while making the most money? And that's what it all comes down to. So what happened is radio stations around the country started to really understand that they were more than just local stations, but they saw themselves as brands. And so when they saw themselves as brands, they realized they could sell a packaged brand. And so that's why you have your Breakfast Clubs and your Elvis Durans that tend to do well around the country. Here's the thing though, you've got your market where that would work just fine, but then you've got your other market that, for instance, Boston. Boston is a city that Bostonians are going to pick up on inauthenticity real quick. Pittsburgh is one of those cities. Cleveland is one of those cities. Miami is one of those cities. If at the end of the day, and I'm just giving Elvis as a, you know, he's here in Miami, but at the end of the day, if Elvis didn't have a local producer who's Froggy for Y100 here that could, you know, throw in some of that Miami sabor, that Miami flair, a little bit of, you know, that Latin tongue in there, it wouldn't make sense. So how they got around that was they still have their local, I'm sorry, they still have their nationally syndicated shows, but they have a local producer that can kind of bring those edges together and make one cohesive package. Now, here's the thing, like I talked about in the beginning of the show, for me, that's a good and a bad thing, right? Because too much syndication, I feel like, loses its flair, unless you keep things local on the producer end that understands the vibe and the feel of the market and what the market needs to sound viable, right? For that show to sound viable. And then you want to make sure that you have midday, afternoon, and night talent that's local to balance off that. The radio stations that you tend to see flipping often, if you pay attention, are the ones that went too far and syndicated everything. At the end of the day, I need somebody to understand what's happening in Miami that gets me and understands. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Preach it, preach it, sister. Preach. Come on, Vanessa. Preach, girl. Preach. Preach.
Tampa things, Orlando things. So if someone's talking to me about what's happening on Fifth Avenue in New York, as great as that is, it's just not going to be relatable to me when there's traffic backed up, bumper to bumper on the 95 and the 836. So that's what the advantages of live and local. And I think the program directors and the corporations around the country that have gotten it right understand the importance of balance.
I agree with that. I want to tell you, and Preston had a point that we're going to get to in just a few seconds here. It's funny because
I was going to say something.
Okay. No, we'll get to you too. I promise. But you know, here in Tampa, for example, FLZ, which is a legend in this market, Vanessa, replaced its syndicated Kane show, who we just lost a couple months ago. Right. It replaced, it syndicated your morning show, and this said, you know what, we can go with Elvis Duran or some other show, but let's go ahead and get a local morning show for Tampa listeners. So they brought in the Joe Show, Ashley Nix, and producer Jed. Jed's actually a good friend of mine. On that show, I'm referred to as Blind Jamie on the Joe Show, which I love. But you know, they brought in the Joe Show, and the show is just cut mustard. Now you look at another station here, Hot 101.5, who has always had that local flair going on. You know, they were number one with Jade and with Jade Donovan, they were number one with Jade Donovan. They were number one, and they're number one now with Miguel and Holly. Danny Serrano, yeah. And you know, they're never with all these guys. And the reason why the reason why Hot has been as successful as it has been, I remember the day they launched, and I still have the audio around here somewhere. When they launched, they started with 10,000 songs in a row, which we're gonna talk about that here in just a second. But you know, you look at it, and you know, I mean, yeah, here's the thing. As much as I love Elvis Duran and the phone taps and prank calls and you know, all the little bits that they do, if you know, I mean, Elvis and Bobby Bones are great, but here's the problem: they don't care about what's happening in Tampa. They don't care. They don't know what's going on in Tampa. They don't know what's going on in Miami. I mean, and that's why I'm glad that a lot of these shows have local producers. But the trend now has been to put the show on automation. Trend has been to put the show on automation, and just let the automation system, or as we call it here, the idiomation system, run it, and not even think about it. But you're right. I think a station that has local drive to it, that gives it its edge in the community. And Darnell had a question. Darnell, go ahead.
So my whole big thing is, yes, here you put Elvis Duran on, you put Ryan Seacrest on. The way this pandemic has went now that Jabba Joel's gone and you add Mikey B, that makes in terms of our ratings for Kiss FM slip even further. I mean, we were already down. So we were already down. And I think we were already down because the songs are looped. I think that's the main big part of the ratings. But right. the thing is, and your point, and Jamie's point too, when you add all these syndication shows, you just go too far. And I right. think in this case, because of the pandemic, iHeart, at least here, went too far. And right. in my opinion, because I'm looking at the ratings and Kiss is dead last. So is The Lake. The Lake's coming out of here. We hope that The Lake is coming out of here and becoming a breeze. But Kiss, right. I hate to say it, but if these ratings go down even further, we've already said goodbye to Kiss in Youngstown. I think ours is next.
Yeah, and I want to hint at something too, something else too. Vanessa, how do you feel about, so what iHeart and iHeart did, iHeart has done this, as did Cox, replacing, I mean, okay, so back in 2012, iHeart launched a service called Premium Choice, which is a menu of national format. It's basically kind of like those, you know, those satellite formats that stations can just run.
The HD2s, yeah.
Yeah. Well, iHeart did that. But then iHeart said, you know what? We're going to take our DJs from all of our stations around the country and just have them syndicating to other you know, basically kind of acting like they're local. So you might have the DJ in, for example, Nashville, sounding like he's in Tampa, if that makes any sense. So do you think that that's a good thing, or is it one of those things that is that is really taxing on the talent, because the listener is going to be like, oh wait, I hear Vanessa James in Miami, I hear her in Jacksonville, and then I hear her in Salt Lake City, and then I hear her there. Do you think that's killing the vibe a little bit?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. So here's the thing. Again, with balance, it can work. And fellas, by the way, I hate to cut our interview short. I got to jump pretty soon after this, but I definitely want to make sure and answer this question. So sure. Here's the thing. I 100% think that balance is important, just like I've been saying throughout the entire interview here, because why? Right. Could I be successful doing a Miami voice tracking as a radio talent? Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and let's say maybe a couple other markets with that same vibe and feel. Absolutely. Could a radio talent who is on in Jacksonville also voice track Tallahassee, Augusta, Atlanta? Sure, absolutely. So that's why you've got those big market talents voicing smaller markets, because of budget. It all comes down to budget, just so you know. But at the end of the day, where it goes wrong is when greed gets involved. And I've been a victim of that too. Like, so excited about taking on a new market, not because I was being greedy, but because my higher ups were like, hey, you know, we'd like to put you on in El Paso. Well, heck, who wouldn't want to take on, you know, more markets? To answer your question, fellas, it absolutely is taxing on the talent, because once you do your 4-hour midday, afternoon, morning shift, whatever shift that is, and then let's say you have to voice track three other markets, are you really every single day going to go and show prep what's happening locally in those markets? Probably not. Are you going to run through it really quick and just talk about things that, you know, everyone can relate to? J-Lo and A-Rod broke up, you know, the passing away of DMX, stuff that's like national news. That's how you would technically get away with it. What that does is it kind of waters it down. Do I ever, you know what's happening in El Paso locally? Not unless I do my due diligence and go take it and go find out what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, we do.
Radio talent, a lot of times who are doing, imagine a radio talent doing 10 markets. It's impossible for them to do their actual show, which is their main job, voice track 9 other markets and have researched every one of them to bring that local feel. So the advice I always give radio talent that are like, I really want to take on this other market, this would be great for my career, is make sure you have some type of tie to the market. Do yourself a favor, spend your own money if the radio station will not fly you out, and go and tour that market so you can understand, oh my gosh, you know, Papa Joe's at the corner of 29th and Collins in El Paso is the best place for tacos. That way, again, you can understand like how El Paso moves, what's important to El. And again, giving them as an example, because I had El Paso and I did it for almost a year, but I never really felt connected to the market. And I also feel like in a way I did have a little bit of guilt, kind of feeling like I was taking away an opportunity from a local talent who really wanted to be on the radio there, you know?
So
would I do it again? Maybe. But I would definitely make sure I did more of my own due diligence and my own vetting of, you know, of making sure I understood the market so that I could be a better service to that market.
To that community, right. Vanessa,
Can I squeeze a real quick question in here?
Go ahead, Tim.
Sure.
And I'll try to make this very quick, Vanessa. Do you do all your own production, going in a different direction here? Do you do all the production yourself? Or do you just voice track stuff and then whoever gets it in that market puts all the music and sound effects and everything else onto it?
So radio imaging and production is absolutely not my wheelhouse, and I proudly do not do it. So because there are people who that is what they do and they are so incredibly talented. I just happen to know, like, I call them my family because listen, I can only do so much, Tim, on the mic. They're the ones that make me sound like fire, right? And so I have to get hat off.
That is interesting because I do everything here and love doing it.
That's awesome. I will tell you, though, that radio production is an art. And I think that the people that do it, it very much like video editing is an art. The people that do it, that's what they do. They love it. They're typically introverts. They don't have a problem sitting for 6 hours in a chair and being right behind a screen and just making the smallest little line that I voice sound like $1 million, introducing the new Britney Spears song or the biggest Justin Bieber concert information. So I have to shout out to Marcus Head. His name is Marcus Head. He's one of my biggest producers that does a lot of my stuff, specifically here in Florida and Georgia. And also, oh my gosh, there's so many. Quasi Quaz out of LA. I used to work with him a lot. He's one of the biggest producers. Juan Tobar, T-O-B-A-R. He makes me sound amazing here in Miami. He works out of a mixed group. Mixed group probably has some of the best radio producers and imaging producers on their roster. But that's a complete art, and no, that was
What I have found over the years, Vanessa, is that I can produce a much better sounding imaging if I'm doing that production myself, because I kind of hear what I'm going to do in my head before I actually sit down to do it.
Right.
And I really enjoy that part of it I enjoy doing the voiceover part, but at the same time, I like to be able to put in my own sound effects, my own music. And that way it makes it a completed idea. Once I get done with it, I know, okay, this is what it's going to sound like. Whereas what you're talking about, after you get done doing that production, you have no idea what they're going to do with it. I would think that would be a hindrance
every single time. No, at the end of the day, though, but I'm getting hired as a voiceover talent. I am getting hired as a person who voices the script, brings it to life with my own special personality, whatever's on the paper, and then somebody else, it's like passing the baton to somebody else so that we can, you know, finish the race. The finish the race is the finished, you know, produced product.
So yeah, it's like an assembly line.
Absolutely. Well, for me, but specifically, I think, though, Tim, to answer your question, in talk radio and some of those formats, that definitely makes more sense because it has to, you know, it's very much like a news station. It has to sound cohesive. For radio stations, though, specifically CHR and urban, you really want somebody that has that vibe and that flow and knows how to make those things pop, you know? So it's totally different.
Yeah, you have to. All right, everybody. Time is short. So if there are any final comments from the team here, Preston?
Well, I just want to say, Vanessa, I enjoy listening to you when I can off and on. Thank you for all you do. You are good at your craft, and you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much, Preston. It's lovely to meet you.
Darnell?
Thank you.
Listen, the same here, even if I have to listen to another station, like The Bounce. You just recently acquired The Bounce when they first started. Yes, that's a I haven't listened to it all, but that's a great, that sounds like it's going to be a great station. But hopefully, like I said, you will be in Cleveland soon, like maybe 93.1, 96.5, 107.9. I want you on 107.9. I want 107.9 to get you. I'm sorry.
Listen, Cleveland's an amazing market, so I would love to.
VanessaJanesMedia.com is where we find you. That's where we find Vanessa. That's also where we find what I call Vanessa, your Lego creations, aka voiceover creations. VanessaJanesMedia.com. We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. And Vanessa, a little tradition that we do here is I tell you guys that Radio Connection Live is produced by J2 Productions in association with Airchecks and Associates. Preston the P Daddy Gaylor is our producer extraordinaire. Special thanks to Tim O'Connor for the air checks that we bring you each and every week. Radio Insight and Insight Radio bring us our news nuggets every week. Ashley and Ashley Lynn and myself, along with Preston and our good friend Chris Newsbaum, we handle the social media around here, and good looks provided by and good looks. And keeping us in line are all provided by yours truly as well. So you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook is Radio Connection Live. Twitter is RCL the Podcast. Email rclthepodcast@gmail.com. Everybody, one more time, round of applause. Vanessa James, everybody. And Vanessa, we just want to say we love you, and you are welcome back here anytime. And we're gonna have Kelly on, I think, next week. And I'll definitely give Kelly a hello for you.
Please let my girl Kelly know that I adore her and she's amazing.
And Vanessa, you are now part of the RCL family. We're gonna by the way, where are you on social media, by the way, just in case we want to follow you?
Sure, across all platforms it's at Vanessa James Media.
Okay, we're gonna follow right now. And folks, Vanessa's got a bounce. We got to go too. Guys, thanks so much for joining us, and make sure that you follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And we say it all the time. We'll see you guys next time. And until next time, we say it every week. Together, let's keep radio
alive.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one, Vanessa. You rock.
And we'll give Kelly a virtual hug from you.
Okay. Have a great day, you guys. Okay, and thank you again for having me on.
Oh, see you. Thank you, guys. Okay, guys. Take care. Guys.